Hello, buckaroos, and welcome back to the Vault of Horror. Tonight, though, I've chosen to abandon my humble vault for the prairies of Arizona, where there's two kinds of weather. Hot, and even more hot. The kind of heat that frays your nerves and makes your blood boil. Perfect weather for our next tale. Horror in the night. The tumbleweeds tumble past the Hawkins cabins and tents. A place that's perfect for families looking to get away from it all. But this story, well, perhaps this one is best told by one of the young ladies you are about to meet. Wouldn't you agree?
Thank you so much, and you have a pleasant rest of your journey.
Oh, thank you very much.
Taylor?
Is everything all right?
No, it's fine. It's fine. Just a plumbing problem we're dealing with. It's all right.
Sounds like a heck of a plumbing problem you got back there.
You have no idea. No, it's fine. We're okay.
Well, okay, for sure.
We are. Thanks. Good night. What the hell are you doing?
Hey, what can I say? My doctor told me I should drink more. Can't have any more nightmares if I black out, right?
God, you're shaking. Are you sweating?
Yeah, but I'll be fine. By the way, I'm going to be referring to myself as my doctor from now on.
Taylor, give me that.
Oh, Jen, please. I've got one nerve left. Just let me hold on to
it. I said, give me! All right. How much sleep did you get last night?
I didn't. Every time I fall asleep now, I see it. I see the same damn thing over and over again. And I can't stop it. I can't stop what's coming.
Okay, that's it. I'm taking you to a hospital.
They can't help me.
What am I supposed to do then? It's been almost 2 weeks of this and you won't tell me anything.
You won't believe it.
Try me.
It's not like other dreams I've had. No, this is real, you know? And when I wake up, I'm sweating. I'm jittery like I just drank 10 cups of coffee. Jen, you remember how I surprised your sister, knowing about the pregnancy before she said anything? Well, it's like that.
But not like that.
No. It starts the same way every time. It's just before dusk here at the cabins. Car pulls up to the building. There's a squeal of brakes. Car doors open. And he walks in. Hawkins Cabins. Do you have a reservation?
No, we don't have a reservation.
Not a problem. Cabin for...
Two, please. Just for tonight.
That's fine. We have a nice cabin toward the back of the campground. We call it the Coyote. It's a little secluded. Hope that's all right.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, the Coyote's got two queen beds, claw-footed bathtub, Wi-Fi, a kitchenette, and washer-dryer. General stores right across the road if you need to get groceries.
That won't be necessary. And we'll be leaving rather early tomorrow, so if I could pay for everything now, that would be greatly appreciated. I'm assuming you take cash.
Oh, absolutely. It's $195 for the night, and that's all-inclusive. Just sign here, and I'll need to see a driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Every time he signs his name, it's something different. John Smith, Ray Jones, James Williams. It doesn't matter. Same guy. And he's always a little nervous. But I'm never looking at him like he's a serial killer or something. He's just a little squirrely. But the wife, the vibes I'm getting from the wife, standing outside all dressed in black like she's going to a funeral or something. I mean, just looking at her sends chills up my spine. Nothing ever does that. All she's doing is looking around. She's paranoid. So anyway, John Smith. He pays up front for the night, and we walk out together towards his car. Now, to get to the coyote, you can get it, John.
It's okay. It's okay, honey.
Not you again. Get out.
That's not your cat, is it?
What? No. No pets here. My partner's allergic. No, we got some stray feral cats around here, angry little bastards. General store owner keeps leaving cat food out for them. I keep telling him to...
They don't go near the cabins, do they?
No. Well, once in a while, but you just gotta shoo him off and... Is everything okay?
We're fine. It's fine. It's just been a long couple of days is all. How do we get to the cabins?
So I direct them toward their cabin and they're off. Once John's calmed his wife down. And then, before I know it, I'm in the cabin with them. Well, no, not with them. It's like a television program. I can't get up. I can't channel surf. All I can do is just sit and watch. I didn't.
Emily, those pills are to help you sleep. Now, did you take those pills?
Help me sleep. You can't hold me, you know. I'll get out. I always get out.
No, no, you won't. Not tonight. You won't. Em, just... Here, hold on. No, please. Please take your pills. Nobody is trying to poison you. I promise. You swallowed them this time?
I don't know. Maybe.
Open your mouth. Open it! Good. Everything will be all right tomorrow.
When are you going to tell me where you're going?
I'll tell you tomorrow. For now, for God's sake, just try and get some sleep.
I always get out.
Turns out the lights. And... For a while, everything really is okay. Until a little after 1 a.m. He's out like a light, deep asleep, obviously exhausted. But she's still awake, still wild-eyed. And she slowly, quietly gets out of bed. Barely making a sound as she opens the nightstand drawer and removes the keys. Like I said, her husband's so exhausted that... Anyway, in the dark, moonlight slicing through the blinds and onto the floor, she tiptoes to the front door. Thank you. mountain lion. On the other side of the door is a mountain lion. And I mean one bigger than anything we've ever seen around here.
I've killed you before. I'll kill you again.
She circles the cat like, I don't know, like boxers in a ring before she maneuvers it into a corner. And you know how cats get if they're cornered? She goes for it, and it lashes out at her.
Jesus, Emily! Oh, God.
I got it.
It's a feral cat, Emily.
I got it before it could get me again.
It's just another stray cat. Just like the last
one. No, no, no. It was going to kill me. You should have seen it. It was snarling, drooling, stalking me.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. I'll get rid of it. I'll clean up the floor. No one will ever know. But first, you are going to put down the knife. Give me the key. And then right back to bed.
Stay away from me!
Emily! Emily. Put down the knife. Or you're going to hurt yourself.
No!
Just put down the knife, Emily.
Not until you tell me where we're going.
Put down the damn knife!
Where are you taking me?
All right. All right. About half a day's drive from here, there's a place called Felicity Gardens. They're expecting us tomorrow.
Felicity Gardens? What's that?
They're going to help you, Emily. They're going to help you. Because I can't. Not anymore. I told them I would take you to them. Otherwise, they would just
it's
send...
It's a nut house, isn't it?
No. It's a hospital.
Yeah? And where'd you find it? 4-star review on Yelp.
Your doctor told me about it. It's where he did his internship, and he said it was...
You're gonna believe that son of a bitch over your own wife? I keep telling you, I'm not crazy.
Then what do you call that on the floor? Emily,
who
please!
Who are you working for?
What?
You heard me. You're all against me, all of you. I don't know why I didn't
Emily,
see it
please.
Before now. Ever since Brian, you've been out to get me.
No.
You're all
no.
out to get me. But not anymore. Not anymore. You want to lock me away like I'm an animal? Then I will let you. You hear me? I'm getting out of here.
Honey, I love you. You know that. I need you to
you
put
You don't
the...
love me?
Oh,
you
God.
You never loved me.
Give me the knife. Oh, so help me God. I'll
take it. Kill you.
Oh, Emily. Oh. No. Oh. Oh. Oh.
She shoves him to the floor, and she's trying to kill him and trying to cut him, but he turns her over onto her back, and he manages to get the knife out of her hand, but she's choking the life out of her. Her eyes are bulging, and finally, she's gone. And he goes and he locks the door. He gets a gun out of his suitcase and he sits down on the bed. And he's just sitting there staring at it in his lap. But he's staring at her. And I mean, she almost looks beautiful in death. And he's just staring at her for what seems like he's not saying anything. He's just holding that gun. But I can hear his voice. I can hear his voice reverberating in my head.
Mountain lion attacks on people are rare. More so when the victim is a child. They were displaced from a recent wildfire, and one of them came across Brian. He was only 3. she found him in a ditch. His neck was snapped. Emily was always a little high-strung, never knew how to manage her stress, and she was so thin-skinned. But finding Brian, she had to be institutionalized for a time, and I thought she had recovered. But then she started seeing shadows, flashes of light, hearing voices in her head, and then... the cat. She butchered a stray cat, and then another one, always telling me she killed the mountain lion that killed Brian. It's when she tried to dig up his body, I knew she needed long-term care. A psychotic break, her doctors said. I promised them, that I'd get her to Felicity Gardens. No way was she going to go voluntarily. I guess I should have expected this. Just as much my fault. There's no such thing as healthy denial. You know?
Oh, like I said, it's a TV program. The same program, night after night. Never changing, and I wake up like this, to where I can't go back to sleep. And
honey, I'm so sorry. That's
yeah, it is.
And you don't know why these dreams started?
No idea.
Well, look, you haven't told anybody about this before now. Mm-mm. Maybe now that you have, it'll help. And maybe a trip to the hospital really is in order.
Felicity Gardens? Oh, great. Now you think I'm nuts.
No, I don't think you're nuts at all. But this is something that a therapist can help you with. I'm serious.
Maybe...
tell you what. First, let's get rid of this stuff. It's not helping, and it's cheap booze anyway. Second, no coffee. Especially not 10 cups. We're going to... oh, here, I'll get that.
No.
I can do it. You sure?
Yeah.
And then you're going to get some sleep.
And then I'm going to get some sleep.
Yeah. And hey, my sister? Mm. You thought Francine was going to be a boy.
Welcome to Hawkins Cabins. Do you have a reservation?
No, we don't have a reservation. Two, please. Just for tonight. And we'll be leaving rather early tomorrow, so if I could pay for everything now, that would be greatly appreciated. Do you take cash?
You can feel it in the room. Death is coming. Dragged out of Taylor's nightmares. It's so unfortunate that Jen doesn't believe her. But you can be sure she will tomorrow morning. Don't you just love family vacations? Ha 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 ha